Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif and you are listening to From the Newsroom, your daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here are the top news of today, November the 23rd, 2020. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has today assured the industry that momentum of economic reforms will continue to make India a hotspot of global investment. India has turned the crisis created by COVID-19 into an opportunity to push the economic reforms which remained pending for decades, she said while addressing the National MNCs Conference 2020 organized by the industry chamber CII. In wind criticisms, the Left Democratic Front government in Kerala has decided not to implement the controversial amendment to the Kerala Police Act that warranted up to 3 years jail term and a fine of up to ₹10,000 to those defaming or threatening individuals through any mode of communication. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said in a statement that in view of concerns raised even by those supporting the Left Front as well as from those who stand for protecting democracy, the government did not intend to implement the fresh amendment to the Kerala Police Act. Further steps would be taken after discussing the matter in the State Assembly and considering opinions of all sections of the society, he added. AstraZeneca's chief executive officer Pascal Soriot said today that the lower first dose of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine meant more people can be vaccinated more quickly. He told a briefing that being able to vaccinate more people faster is really a big plus. A Mumbai court has today granted bail to the TV industry's celebrity couple Bharti Singh and Harsh Limbachia, who was arrested by the Narcotics Control Bureau for alleged possession and consumption of ganja. The magistrate's court in Mumbai heard their bail plea and granted ₹50,000 each. On Sunday, the court had remanded the couple to judicial custody till December the 4th, following which they were sent to jail. India has been registering less than 50,000 COVID-19 cases daily since November the 8th, which assumes significance as several countries in the Western Hemisphere are witnessing a surge in cases at the onset of winter. The Union Health Ministry said today the number of people who have recuperated from the disease has surged to 85,62,641, which exceeds active cases by 81,19,155. The Delhi High Court has today dismissed a plea by former Telecom Minister A. Raja and others contending that the CBI's appeal against the acquittal in the 2G spectrum scam case has become infructuous with the amendment in the anti-corruption law. The High Court said an amendment in the Act does not apply to the offences already taken place. Justice Brijesh Sethi held that the 2018 amendment to the Prevention of Corruption Act relating to Section 13(1)(d) would not come to the rescue of the acquitted accused in this appeal. The officials of the Central Bureau of Investigation conducted a raid at the residence of ex-minister and former MLA of Shivajinagar constituency R. Roshan Beg in Pulakeshi Nagar in Bengaluru in the early hours of today. Beg, a disqualified member of the Congress, was arrested yesterday in connection with the multi-crore Ponzi scam of I Monetary Advisory or IMA. That's it today from the newsroom. If you like this show, please share this podcast with your friends, family and on social media. Do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Yes, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify and wherever you listen to podcasts. For latest news and top stories of the day, log on to www.deccanherald.com or visit the all-new Deccan Herald app. Check out our e-paper at www.deccanheraldepaper.com. Subscribe to our Telegram channel at t.me/deccanheraldnews. Take care and have a great evening.